Perched high on a mountain in the Cairngorms, the scientists of the Mount McKibber Observatory guard us against alien invasion. Their mission: to watch the skies. Episode 2, Leveraging Synergy, Part 2.
So this is the sub-sub-basement. I can't imagine why I've never been down here before. This place must be incredibly old. I mean, look at those crude charcoal outlines of prehistoric bison on the walls.
Oh, I did those.
By the reeking ruins of Ragnarok! We're too late! Look! There the trapdoor lies, gaping open like the maw of Charybdis. Ramona is gone! And with her, the future of Mount McKibber!
Look, this is only a proposal, but couldn't we just close the trapdoor and pretend we never set eyes on her? Thoughts, anyone?
A cunning stratagem, Annabelle, but no. Unless she signs a document passing the Institute as fit for purpose, Mount McKibber will be a thing of the past, like good British sitcoms.
No, Professor, we won't let that happen. We'll have to go after her, even if it means facing unknown dangers, inhuman monsters, and who knows what horrors.
Yeah, sounds great, Poppy. Let's do it.
Well, Hadrian, it looks like you get another chance to rescue the lovely Romilly. What passions might this rekindle, I wonder? Stop it, Annabelle! There's absolutely nothing between that woman and the Professor.
Right, everyone. We're venturing into unknown territory here. We must assemble everything we'll need for a journey to the centre of the Earth.
OK, Prof, I'll take care of the sandwiches.
And I'll get torches and some rope. And I'll go and slip into that Lara Croft Tomb Raider costume I wore at Elton John's birthday bash.
Well, jump to it. Meet back here in 5 minutes. I regret that it's come to this, but I suppose I'd better go and tell Ron he's in charge.
Watch the skies!
So you see, Ron, the rest of us have to descend into the bowels of the Earth for a few hours. That means you'll be in charge for a while.
We're ready, Professor Sprout. Have you got through to Ron yet?
I don't think so. I really must get myself a key to this door one day.
Oh, what's that noise from inside?
Aha, he's using a new tonal language. Excellent. Yes, Ron, you can order a new shredder. No, Ron, you can't have concubines. Now, listen carefully. This is very, very important. If we don't make it back, I want you to press the big red button in the secret drawer in my desk. That will cancel the milk and the papers.
Are you sure it's okay to leave him in charge?
Well, if we don't get Ramona back, it won't really matter what he does. No, Ron, you will not sell this place to Donald Trump.
Watch the skies!
Hadrian, how far down this rabbit hole do you plan to go?
Until we are beating at the very gates of Hades, Annabelle. We have to find her.
Sandwich, anyone? I've got peanut butter and tuna.
Actually, Stinger, I do quite fancy a tuna sandwich.
No, Poppy, there isn't a choice. They're all peanut butter and tuna.
No thanks, Stinger. I think I've got a packet of pumpkin seeds in my pocket.
Damn, the tunnel bifurcates here. We'll need to split into two groups to explore these binary options. Dr. Zeitgeist and I will take the right-hand tunnel, Annabelle. You and young Stinger explore the left.
No, Doogie, left is this way.
I knew that. It's weird being down here, eh, Annabelle? Just the two of us, together, alone. Suppose when we got back to the surface, the whole of humanity had been wiped out in some disaster, and it was up to us to rebuild civilization. We'd have to, you know, restore the population.
Doogie, if you were the last man on Earth, and if you were taller and better looking, and witty and intelligent and terribly, terribly rich, I just might let you walk my chihuahua, but that's all.
Walk your chihuahua? Right, and that's a euphemism for...
For walking a small hairless Mexican dog.
But you don't have a chihuahua.
Well, that's a bit of a deal breaker then, isn't it?
Yeah, but suppose the only other option
Oh, look, there's a light up ahead. Is that a jungle?
Either that or we've stumbled into Kew Gardens. But they don't have cavemen in Kew Gardens, do they?
Well, it is south of the Thames. I think they've seen us.
Yes. The way they're charging towards us, waving those flint-tipped spears. It's a bit of a clue.
Don't worry, Doogie. Being manhandled by a mob of unwashed, hairy men is really nothing to be afraid of.
Tell my Uncle Henry. He went to Eton.
See that handsome one at the front? It's almost like he's trying to say something to us. Perhaps we can use some kind of sign language.
Well, hello there. Look... I'm awfully sorry about this, but would you mind terribly if, just for the moment, we treated you sort of like our prisoners?
Well, if you're going to tie me up, we'll need a safety word.
Hang on a minute. You speak English?
Well, of course. I mean, otherwise we'd have to use subtitles, and that's such a bore.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I once accidentally sat through an all-nighter of Truffaut films. Une expérience vraiment horrible.
So, surface woman, would you like to walk to the village or shall I sling you over my shoulder and carry you?
Well, you certainly know how to treat a girl. Tell me, did you have to work for that six-pack or did it come free with the abs?
Well, it's more of a lifestyle thing. Chasing saber-toothed tigers, carrying a mammoth home in your back. That's a pretty good workout. And the high-protein diet, of course.
Look, can I just say, I'm not cool with this whole thing about being prisoners.
Oh, Doogie, don't be difficult. The man's just doing his job.
Yes, terribly sorry about that. Orders from our new queen, don't you know? Very strict on immigration.
Well then, big boy, sling me over your brawny shoulder and we'll be on our way.
Watch the skies.
So, Dr. Zeitgeist, you've been with us a week now. How are you and young Stinger getting along?
It's hard to say. All he seems to do all day is whistle Phil Collins songs and make sculptures out of used chewing gum. And it's not even his used chewing gum.
Oh, don't underestimate young Singer. On the outside, he may appear to be,
An evolutionary dead end? An atavistic throwback? A bit of a dick?
Yes. But I was going to say, he's rather like a jack-in-the-box. On the outside, all you see is a plain, uninteresting box. But when the lid springs open, up pops Jack, bashes his head off the ceiling, and falls unconscious on the floor. That's what young Stinger's like.
Unconscious on the floor?
Yes, that. But at the moment, when his head is smashing into the ceiling, he frequently has moments of blinding inspiration. Watch out for those.
I suppose it's not all his fault, Professor. I do often find it difficult to relate to people. I expect it's because of my childhood. My parents were always cold and distant.
Oh dear, emotionally stunted, I suppose.
No, they worked for the British Antarctic Survey. I never had the chance to be part of a proper family.
Yes. Perhaps it's rather fanciful, but I do see us at Mount McCabe as a sort of family.
Yes, Professor. I suppose we are, in a way.
I'm the father, Annabelle is a somewhat negligent mother. Stinger is a young sprat. And you, Dr. Sankeist, you are the daughter we never expected.
Yes, I see exactly what you mean. In that case, Professor, since we're a family, maybe instead of Dr. Zeitgeist, you could, you know, you could call me...
Oh, Dr. Zeitgeist, look! By the icicles of Ymir, the passage is opening up into a huge cavern lit by some mysterious illumination and filled with a primordial jungle.
Oh, Professor, what are those scaly creatures coming out of the trees? Professor, they're walking upright and they're carrying spears.
Yes, they appear to be a bipedal saurian species that has evolved to the point of using tools and establishing a crude polytheistic culture.
In other words, lizard men from the centre of the earth.
Precisely. And I think that one in the middle is their leader.
Look, he's gesturing at us and making weird sibilant noises. I think it's some kind of language.
Grogalug.
Yes. But I have no idea what it means. This is like no other earthly language.
Wait! It's all right. There are subtitles. It says, "You are our poisoners."
Yes, yes, of course. Our mining and drilling and illicit dumping of high-grade nuclear waste must be affecting their ecosystem. By Loki's lungs, what horrors has human hubris visited on these poor benighted creatures?
No, they're just not very good subtitles, Professor. I think it's meant to be, "You are our prisoners."
Ah, indeed. That does make more sense.
Yes, but not in a very good way. Ah! Get off me, you brutes!
Blistering Bifrost! They are hoisting us on their shoulders!
And carrying us towards that distant ziggurat! Do they think we're gods? Or devils? Or food?
Grogalug!
Hang on! There are more subtitles!
According to these, they think we're mange two cantaloupes.
Ah, Dr. Zeitgeist, I believe what they're saying is management consultants.
Why would lizard men from the centre of the earth think we're management consultants?
They wouldn't, unless they've met Ramona Paldies.
They must have her too. But what do you think they plan to do with us?
Grogalug!
Well, if I'm reading these subtitles correctly, we're off to facilitate a conflict resolution intervention with their hated enemies, the cavemen from across the river.
Oh, I suppose there's some dispute over hunting grounds or the water supply.
No, it seems they were getting on quite peacefully until the neighbours planted a Leylandii hedge along the common border. Absolutely ruined their view.
Watch the skies!
Why does she get carried and I have to walk? And where are you taking us anyway?
She has good bone structure. Also, we're taking you to our queen.
So, Thrug, tell me about this queen of yours. Has she ever met Prince William?
She was sent to us by the gods to teach us a better way of life.
Antiperspirant will be a start.
And how is this new regime working out for you?
Well, it's early days, but surprisingly well, actually. She has lots of ideas that she calls innovative. Innovative is good.
Yeah, and what sort of ideas are they then?
Well, you know how it is in a primitive society. Everyone does everything for themselves. Hunting mammoths, even if they're crap at it. Roasting the mammoths, even if they always burn the steaks. But now, only people who are good at things do them for everybody. Genius! Anyway, here we are at the ziggurat.
Wow, that's some structure. I can't imagine how you blokes managed to get it up.
Oh, I'll bet they don't have a problem with that.
Yes, all done this morning. The Queen said only people good at designing ziggurats should design them, and only people good at making clay bricks should make them, and...
Yeah, we get the picture. We call it specialisation.
Ah, well, the Queen calls it leveraging synergies.
I'm sure she does. Doogie, are you having the same idea I am about who this Queen is?
Yeah, it's that Mary Portas off the telly.
No, you fool. It has to be Romilly Podcast. After all, we know she's down here somewhere.
Annabelle, look! There's Poppy and the Prof. And they're with... What are they with?
Why am I suddenly thinking of shoes and handbags?
Hey, Poppy, Prof, over here. How did you train your iguanas to walk upright?
Oh, they're not iguanas, young stinger. They're...
Oh, yeah, I see now. They're lizard men from the centre of the earth.
Yes, Stinger! Yes, that's exactly right!
Grovelog!
With subtitles as well. Well, thanks for the compliment, boys, but there are only three ewes in Voluptuous.
Have any of you seen any sign of Ramona?
Well, Thrug here says they've got a new queen who's bringing some radical blue sky thinking to the corporate picnic table. So, adding two and two...
Oh, look, Thrug! The lizard men are trying to say something to you.
Grogolug.
Oh, God, no, not more subtitles. Look, lizard breath, how many times do I have to tell you? We can't read.
You can't?
We only just discovered fire last week. Give us a chance.
Grogolug.
Ah, the subtitles are underlined and in capitals now. I think he really wants your attention.
He's saying... Lady Sky Wizard says you give us mammoth skin loincloths and flint-tipped spears. In return, we give you fish and moss wine and stop holding all-night raves. Well, that doesn't sound too unreasonable.
Yeah, live and let live, I say. So, who is this Lady Sky Wizard when she's at home?
He means the Queen. She says we must go the extra mile for peace, so sadly our Lelandii hedge must go.
Tell me, young man, where is this queen of yours?
Right, that's quite enough of that. Now, let's call this meeting to order. Well, Hadrian, as usual, you took your time getting here.
For frigga's sake, woman, it was only half a minute.
Now, everyone, in keeping with our equal opportunities policy, I have distributed the new middle management positions between your two peoples as fairly as I can.
She does know she's got a bird's nest on her head, doesn't she?
Oh, well, that's the crown of office, designed by those of our people who are really good at designing ceremonial headgear.
I wouldn't say really good.
Well, they're crap at everything else, but under the new system we have to have full employment.
But Ramona, what have you been up to down here? I haven't seen you this excited since we attended the Prague Symposium on Hyperdimensional Ergonomics. That fine claret they served there.
Hadrian, I found what I've been looking for all these years.
If you mean Thrug, I absolutely see your point.
No! This! A raw, unstructured society without goals or leadership. And not one, but two of them. Just think of the synergies to be exploited.
Yeah, I bet it'll be a real sizzler.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with the idea of exploiting naive innocents who've just made their first contact with the wider world.
But just look at these cave people. They're a smooth sheet of wax on which I can lay my imprint.
I know what you mean, Romilly. I wouldn't mind laying my imprint on some of them.
And the lizard folk. I can hardly wait to teach them a new phonic method of spelling.
How hard can it be to spell Goolagong Fizz?
Ruggalug.
Yeah, what he said.
But Ramona, you can't stay down here forever.
I will if it takes that long. Can you even begin to imagine the paperwork that will be generated by the fusion of these two races into a cross-species amalgam?
Professor, she's obviously a perfect fit for this place. Let's just go and leave her to it.
Grogalog!
Wait, the lizardmen are saying that they want you to stay on, Poppy.
What? As some sort of scientific advisor?
No, as a skinny, pale-skinned female, he will appease the great serpent god of the river.
I don't care for the sound of that. Oh, come on, Daisy, nothing ventured in all that. Look, I'm very flattered, but I think I left the graviton collector switched on back at the Institute. I need to get back before it's too heavy for the mantelpiece.
Yes, Zeitgeist is right. You all need to go back to the surface.
But Ramona, think of what you are leaving behind.
Yes, inefficiency, flawed procedures, improper data collection. No, Hadrian, my work here has just begun. I have a whole civilization to restructure. They're expecting me to issue a major new vision statement before the next volcanic eruption.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go, I have a modest report here stating that Mount McKabar is fit for purpose and its funding should continue for the foreseeable future. I wonder if I could trouble you for a signature.
Yes, yes, just as long as you leave. I can't have you and your slovenly crew slouching around here, setting a bad example. And get that dreadful fox woman out of here. She's distracting Grack.
Rather.
Grack?
My fiancé. Over here, Grack.
Coming, darling.
Good boy. Now, Hadrian, off you all go. I have a wedding to organise.
Watch the skies.
Protected the earth from an alien threat, the screwiest crew that you ever met. Up a mountain with a telescope, it better work, they're all on the old.
Watch the skies.
Aliens are coming, aliens are coming, aliens are coming.
Watch the skies.
Aliens are coming, aliens are coming, aliens are coming.
Watch the Skies is a Quantum Fridge production. Written, produced, and ineptly directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, and brought to life by the Peak Performance Players with Claire Fulton as Poppy Zeitgeist, Al Reeve as Doug Stinger, Laura Stewart as Annabelle Fox, Chris McLaughlin as Professor Sproot, Jane Field as Ramona Polglaze, John Mitchell as Caveman Thrug. Other voices and background distractions were provided by whatever hangers-on were looking busy at the time. This episode was recorded at Sunny Bray Studios, Lucas Fife, and lovingly engineered by AJ Harris. The Watch the Skies theme song is performed by The Shrugs. The Ramona Polglaze Guide to Achieving Outstanding Performance in the Field of Excellence is now available from all good bookshops.
Watch the skies.
Aliens are coming, aliens are coming, aliens are coming.
Watch the skies.
Aliens are coming, aliens are coming.
Watch the
skies.
Where's my focus?